This is your girl, Jamie. There's an exciting news that I want to talk about because I'm in this part of this amazing show. It's called Pointing. I don't know if you guys watched it already, but we're having fun here. So it's like your favorite K-pop stars, K-pop idols are in a group and we just legit play games. And there's a Facebook page for Dive Studios. You can check out the episodes. All the episodes are on the Dive Studios page. So if you guys are interested in me and watching other idols play games, please enjoy the video for my team. See you then.
What would Jamie do?
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of WWJD. What would Jamie do? Today we have another guest. You guys might have heard him. You guys might have not. You guys might have actually been a really big fan of him. I would like to introduce Dave.
Hi.
It's Dave. So this is a new episode. So some people might not know.
Okay.
Who you are. So specifically.
I'm Dave. I do YouTube in Korea, The World of Dave. I do a lot of language and culture content. I've been doing this for a long time. 31. Jamie's a friend of mine. I'm excited to be here.
Are you excited though?
I'm excited.
Because I hear you sleeping inside.
No, I'm excited.
Okay. So What Would Jamie Do is a specific podcast where they give us situations and I actually give them advices, which is not really helpful sometimes.
Give them advice, not advices. You keep saying
advice.
Give them, yeah, okay.
Oh my God, teacher, stop. We have our email. It's called wwjd@thedivestudios.com. Phone call +12093229953. Twitter and Instagram at @WWJD_podcast. And we have our YouTube in Dive Studios and iTunes also if you want to rate and review. All right, so the first segment, we have our nickname here, and you have to read this whole
okay
session. With a little more energy, please.
No. Okay. Nickname, pressured into marriage. Oh. Okay. I'm a doctor currently going through my internship period. My boyfriend and I are currently in a long-distance relationship, but we've known each other for 8 months now. We love each other and never fight. The only problem is his mom is almost 60 years old, and my boyfriend is her first child. I think she wants us to get married as soon as possible so that she can live to see her first grandchild. Mm. My boyfriend and I are only at our 3-month anniversary and I'm in my first month as an intern. His mom insists that once I return home, he and I should get engaged. I already told her that I want to finish my internship first and then talk about it later. But she apparently told my parents that after I finish my internship and come back home, I will get married to him. It's not that I don't want to marry my boyfriend. I just don't want to hurry. Mm. I want to finish my internship, get a proper job, make some money first, and then get married with my own money. And I don't like his mom telling me what I have to do. She meddles way too much in my life, telling me to do this and that. She has even told me that I can be a housewife after getting married and that I don't need to work. Mm. I've studied medicine for almost 8 years now, even though it's not really my passion. It was my parents. But spending 8 years as a med student, I just want to be a housewife? She must be kidding me. I am so mad at her. But again, she is my mother-in-law-to-be. What would you do, Jamie, if you were in my position? Should I tell her my plan? I am too afraid that she will get mad at me and tell her son not to date me anymore. Please help. Thanks.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
You want to go first?
Well, to just keep it short, I don't think it's going to be a happy marriage if before marriage she's like that. Like after the marriage, what do you think it would happen? I think it just shows the future. Just by loving the boyfriend, I think it's not all the things you can have. So, I mean, if you live apart, in a total other country, that might work, but yeah.
So this all stems from the boyfriend's mother being, you know, a bit older, and she wants to see her grandchild. But she says you have to be a housewife. She says hurry up and get married. That's a very old way of thinking. Unfortunately for her, not many people think that way anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, just because she's a wife doesn't mean that she has to succumb to housework, staying at home. Waiting for her man to come home and bring her money. So unfortunately for the mother, she has to realize that you put in 8 years of med school and that you didn't do that just to be a housewife. I think that as much as you love your boyfriend and as much as you care about what the mother thinks, you have to put your life and your future before other people's needs. So if you don't feel like you should be getting married, then you shouldn't get married. Marriage is not something you should rush. If you rush marriage, it never turns out well. As well as that, apparently this is a long-distance relationship. And the fact that it's a long-distance relationship means that you're not in a position to even be talking about marriage yet. So if you guys have been only dating for 3 months and the mother thinks that you guys should be getting married, that means that her mentality is a little bit, unfortunately, off. So
unfortunately off.
Unfortunately off. So
okay.
Just do you.
I mean, for the mother's perspective, I kind of do understand if she wants to see the grandchild and everything. Because of course, like who doesn't? But marriage, yes, of course. It cannot be something that… if you don't feel like it and if you don't think you're ready, don't rush it. And for the job, I think even though they're in a, you know, place where they have to take care of the child, still, you don't really have to stick in the house and do everything.
Yeah, I mean…
if you're responsible for the baby and the child, of course, I would put all my hours and attention to the baby. But you're not ready. Hey. You have so many things that you have to do in life.
You shouldn't pop out a baby just because a mother-in-law wants it, you know? Mm. That's not… You know, if you're even doubting it in the first place, then you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Marriage is something you shouldn't be doubting or
You'd
questioning.
Be like, I want…
Exactly.
I want to live with this person.
This is what you should be feeling. If you're not feeling this, then don't do it.
I just felt like I want to marry something, but I just don't know what…
Something.
Or someone. I don't
something
know.
Or someone.
There's nothing here, so… Anyways. Yes. Don't… Doubt yourself and don't rush it.
All right. So this is off…
Right.
The
off
script,
the record.
Off the record. Not off the record. Off the script. But so a lot of people on Instagram often ask me… Dave, I want to move to another country. I want to move to Korea. I want to move to another country. And how do I go about moving to countries? How do I get used to a new country? And people are scared of that huge change.
Mm-mm.
You've lived overseas.
Yes, I did.
You lived in Korea. I mean…
But the different thing is I lived with my parents. But it's just like you alone. It's a whole different thing.
People ask, how do I move to a new country? How do I get past the fear of going to a new place? So, you want to go first?
Well, for me, it wasn't a choice for myself. It was actually like a, you know, like a family thing. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't really have… I was 5, so I don't know what I'm doing. I was just like, oh, it's Thailand.
Well, it's still scary though.
Well, I actually enjoy new environments and I like being in a new place that I have never been before and I try to like crash on those things. I kind of enjoy that. So that's my personality. But then there's a lot of people who doesn't even like a slight of change.
Yeah.
Even schools. But the same country. They don't like to change schools and stuff. For me, it's just like I like meeting new people. I like talking to new people. I like to get to know all these new environments. So it'll be a little different.
Oh no, that's good to give your side of it because there's two kinds of people. Like you said, there's people who, you know, feed off new environments, feed off new atmospheres. Mm. And there's people who are scared of just even a little bit of change. Right. I'm the opposite of you.
Mm.
I don't like change. I don't like meeting new people. It's not that I don't like meeting new people. I'm kind of scared of meeting new people. Mm-hmm. I'm naturally a little bit shy. When I first came to Korea, I was terrified. You know,
How old were you?
I was 20. Yeah, I was 20 when I first came here. It's been almost 12 years now.
Alone?
Oh yeah, alone.
Wow.
I was terrified. I was scared. I didn't have much money. But here's the thing. I have two pieces of advice for people who want to go to new countries and move to new countries and are a little bit afraid of it. One is don't be afraid. Korea was surprisingly similar to the United States in the great scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
People get up in the morning, go to work… Have lunch, have dinner. There's radical cultural differences, but humans in general are pretty similar. So you don't have to change that much of who you are to adjust to a new country.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go, the human pattern is pretty similar. So don't be afraid of some cultural differences because in general, people live the same, bleed the same, breathe the same air.
Right.
Second piece of advice is, don't get too comfortable with other foreigners. I know it sounds kind of mean or rude, but when I first came to Korea, I pretty much avoided foreigners, not because I had it. I have way more foreigner friends now. But if you want to learn the language, the only way to learn the language is to make friends with the people of the country you want to move to. If I've seen a lot of expats come here and just hang out with other expats and live here 4 or 5 years and still can't speak a word of Korean,
right?
You know, if you want to come here to the country, learn language, you have to, you know, mingle with that the country's Korean, people. Yes. Yeah. So just that's my two pieces of advice.
I mean, for me, because I just moved to like school to a Korean school, which is different. And all the studies that they do in Korea is really like crazy, because I've been learning like fractions. And then in Korea, you're just like learning another like a whole new level of things. So I just skipped like tons of levels because they study. And the biggest part for me was the language barrier. Like, I did not know really how to speak Korean that time when I first came back to Korea and starting the whole school thing. So everyone treated me as like a weirdo. And like English was a really big thing. Only English was like the biggest subject that needed to get like an A+. And I had English like instead of everything. So everyone was like pretty jealous of me. So the way they treat friends are really different. So in Korea, I feel that there's not a lot of entertaining things to do usually. So they just usually go to cafe or just PC-bang, computer games. But like in Thailand, I would go swimming. I would go like to the beach. I would go basketball. All these like things that I would do with my body. But in Korea, it's just flex, chill, just talk, eat, talk, eat, talk, eat, drink, talk, eat, club. So I kind of found it boring.
I know what you mean when you say that Korea kind of lacks entertainment outside of the drinking culture and, mm-hmm. for example, like PC-bang or cafe. But believe it or not, there are ways to, you know, get out of that bubble. It's just not as available as it is in other countries. Right. I'm in a basketball league, but, you know, I had to find the basketball mm-hmm. league. Whereas, you know, overseas, you know, like you said, swimming is, you know, there's swimming pools everywhere, you know. Everywhere. But in Korea, you have to kind of go out of your way, look yes. for a swimming pool. But in that respect, Korea is also a lot more accessible in other ways. For example, the 24-hour culture here is incredible. I mean, in the States,
true.
Once it's past 10 p.m., you don't have a lot of options. There's not much to do.
Right.
Whereas in Korea, you know…
It
starts at 10 p.m., you know. And the fact that there's still PC-bang, you might not be, you know, into games.
Not,
but it's…
Not at all.
I love video games, you know. So the fact that I can go out with friends at 2 a.m., and play League of Legends, you know. That's a lot of fun. And you go to a PC-bang and you can order a full course meal if you want. You know,
right.
that's really cool that you have that accessibility.
Right.
It just depends on your chiang, your taste, you know. You're not a drinker, for example.
Yes, I'm not.
She doesn't like to drink. But if you enjoy drinking…
Korea is
a great country. I used to like drinking. I'm actually with you now. I don't drink as much anymore. But, you know, there's… Like you said, it depends on what kind of person you are.
Right.
You know?
So for me, I like active stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think like outdoor things, themes suits me.
I think you would actually be maybe happier if the capital of Korea was in Busan, for example.
True.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of cities. There's Busan and Gyeonggi.
Yeah.
Like,
so it depends on the kind of person, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's go for celebrity advice. We have another celebrity advice.
Director Bong Joon-ho is reportedly in talks with HBO to adapt the Oscar-winning film Parasite into a limited series featuring an English-speaking Nam.
Oh, really?
No, I hate when they do this. Did you see the remake Old Boy?
No.
A nightmare. Anyways, it is yet to be confirmed whether the TV adaptation will expand on the story or retell it. Okay, can I just jump in real quick before
I
finish it? I do trust Bong Joon-ho only because Snowpiercer… did have a full English-speaking cast and he killed it. So, okay. Many fans and critics fear that an English version of the film will dilute the uniqueness and specificity of the original movie, especially considering that Bong Joon-ho would be involved partially as an executive producer. Oh, no.
Partially?
That's,
not the whole?
Yeah. In general, fans of Parasite seem to have strong opinions about the movie being turned into a series. Do you think they are right to be concerned? Yes. Should Bong and others involved in the HBO version of the Parasite take wary fans and critics' concerns into consideration?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't do it. But HBO too. HBO is… This is so weird. If you were Bong and then major production companies approached you to create a TV adaptation of Parasite with them, what would you do, discuss before giving them rights to your film?
I would not make it exactly the same as the Korean film, to be honest.
That's
like, if you want to do a series, I would just, you know, the theme, the main theme might be like a new series, but I wouldn't do it like exactly the same.
That's, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, because like Korean, in Korea, there's like webtoon. It's like a, what do you call it? Like internet comic.
It's like, it's for foreigners, just manga, but Korean manga.
Yeah, and then they change it to dramas, which they don't really have a lot of success for dramas.
Well, Itaewon Class is doing pretty well.
Yeah. Like better than that, do you remember of anything? Yeah. Better than Itaewon Class?
Yeah, yeah. Just nothing.
There's really, nothing yeah. more better than the comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Absolutely. Actually a movie, but then they're actually changing it to a series. I don't think it's a good idea to take it all 100% the stories.
I completely agree with you.
If I was Bong Joon-ho, I wouldn't do that.
I agree with you completely. Doing an adaptation is not the best route, in my opinion. I think taking, like you said, a lot of the key
the sources,
topics that they touched on and kind of morphing into, you know, the American culture would be awesome. Because have you seen the movie The Departed? DiCaprio, Matt Damon. Anyways, it was originally, I think, a Hong Kong film. I'm not sure if I'm wrong, but The Departed was originally…
From another country.
From another country. But they took the movie and they adapted it completely to… A Hong Kong film, yeah. So it's a Hong Kong film remade for the American society. And you've never seen The Departed, right? Mm. Watch it. Amazing movie. The Departed. You will thank me later. It's an amazing movie. I mean, DiCaprio, Matt Damon. You can't go wrong with that, you know. Right.
But I think it's just like the cultural difference that not a lot of people would understand if they totally bring all that to an American series. Because I don't think I'm not saying it's like different, like Korea's different or like America's different. I think the scene that they show in Korea was booming in Korea because they know like this thing will…
It's reality.
Yeah, it's reality for Korea. But I don't think it will be the same touch for American people.
I agree. I think if they radically change it and just take the general concept and radically change it for the American audience and don't… Just separate yourself from Parasite. You know,
Just only the key. Like the meaning of the movie. Yeah. Like what he wants to tell the people about the key. Just only that and then just change it into the American… Yeah. Then I would watch it. But if it's like one of those series that's just changing it into American…
There's absolutely room for concern. Old Boy. Old Boy. They had an American adaptation. And it was the worst.
Really?
Nightmare. Destruction. It's universally known to be just a pile of… Just dog turds. It's the worst.
Okay. I'm not going to watch that for sure.
Don't. It's… Oh.
So please get our brain and then just work it out. I mean… But I'm really so happy for him. Because like I saw his photos and he was like…
Awesome.
He was like…
yeah.
And I was like so proud. So we have our last one. I'll read it for you. The nickname is One-Sided Friendship. Hi Jamie. Super fan of yours. My name is Annie. Sorry if I did not pronounce that. And I would like to ask you what you would do if you were in my shoes. I've had one-sided crush on this guy for almost 5 years now. Wow. I love him very much, but I don't really have any hopes of it turning into a relationship. Anyway, at the end of the last year, my friend asked me to help him out with the recruiting process for a huge law office here in Brazil because I'm a Portuguese and English teacher here. I helped him. Recently, I decided to reach out to him because I was going through a bad time in my life. And he and I used to trust each other a lot. But when I reached out for help, he didn't give a shit. That really hurt. When he asked for my help, I literally stopped everything I was doing. In fact, I was in the middle of finishing my…
Thesis, sorry. No, it's fine.
Thesis for university when I helped out. Not to mention, in the end, he got the job. I only just found out because I am really close to his mother and sister and three of us were out together and they brought it up randomly in conversation. Our families are super close and his parents treat me like their daughter. Anyway, I'm so heartbroken that he didn't even care to tell me what he landed the freaking job. I wanted to confront about him about it, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. My heart is really aching right now. What will you do, Jamie? Thank you.
Just like your title says, one-sided relationship. That's just as far as it goes. It's a one-sided relationship. He treats you like you're his little sister. And unfortunately, that's the reality of it. If you helped him get the job, but he didn't tell you he got the job, and you're going out with his mother and sister, and you're hearing it from them first, he thinks of you as family, and it hurts to hear that. I'm sure it's not the answer you want, but if you're going out with his mom and sister, and you're hearing it from them that he got the job, and you brought your problems up to him, and he didn't
give a shit.
Then you're family to him. And that's just… That sucks. It sucks. It sucks. But I mean, I think you know the answer more than us. You just gotta force yourself to think of him the same way he thinks of you. That's… Unless you want to break it off.
For me, I think it's always hurting because you like this person and you want more. And you kind of don't know that you want more, but inside of you, because you're interested in this person like a different way of more than a friend, you want more reaction from him because you like that person. And usually when it comes to that person who likes someone more than the person likes you back, it's just shit. Whatever you do, whatever he does, you're not gonna be like, okay, he gave me what I want. It's not gonna be that. So for me, if you want to tell him that how you feel about him, I'm not gonna stop you. But if there is an answer in your head that you want to hear, and then if you're going to talk it out, I think it's not a good idea to do that.
Completely agree with you.
Mm. Don't get the answer in your head and want that from them, because from then on, you're going to get more stressed. The other people is going to be really 부담스러워.
Yeah.
Like,
you might just completely ruin the relationship forever. So.
But even though if he thinks you as a family, he shouldn't have actually just, you know, like cut you off when you were in your bad times. But, yeah. But that's the reality. Like, that's what he thinks about you. Even though you're in your bad terms, he's not there for you. So I might not just put a lot of time thinking of a person who does not feel the same way as me and find new friends.
Yeah. Like she said, don't have the answer in your head first.
Mm.
Yeah.
Girl, there's a lot of people outside who cares for you or can be there for you on your lowest and your saddest. So yeah. Give time to those people.
But if you want to call him out as a friend, not as somebody you have a crush on.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to be like, yo, you know,
but you didn't tell me that you got a job, really?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And I helped you out. Why didn't you tell me you got the job? And it's not cool. Mm. You know, I thought we were friends, you know. But don't put an answer in your head. Don't expect
the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That was the show for WWJD with Dave. How did you like today's situations?
I had a lot of fun talking about other people's problems and my own problems and my experiences. And I don't get to speak English a lot, so…
Right.
You know, true. It's different content for me, so I enjoy it.
Okay, come here next time then.
Yeah, sure. I like getting out of my comfort zone. Yeah.
He's like, he's not going to text me back.
No, it's fun.
Anyways, just before we go, we have our email, wwgd@thedivestudios.com. Our phone number, 1-209-322-9953. Please leave us a voicemail. If you could be a more specific situation, that would be better, because I really want to like give more information out. And there's YouTube, Dive Studios. We have Instagram, Twitter, WWJD_podcast. Stuff some of yourself, Dave.
I think my cat peed on my clothes.
That was really good to know, because I have cat allergy. Anyways… So, yeah. That was today's episode. And where can we find you, Dave?
YouTube, The World of Dave. Mm-hmm. Instagram, DaeBbuing, Dae Bwing.
Dae Bwing.
Yeah. My number is 010.
Okay, okay, thank you. Anyways, Dave, you promised us to come to the next episode.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
So on. I'll call you and please pick up the phone. All right, let's say goodbye. Bye.
What would Jamie do?